We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. It's 8:49 with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. When a tornado ripped through an Amazon distribution warehouse in Edwardsville in December of 2021, it killed six workers. Now a 16-member Warehouse Safety Standards Task Force is looking into what can be done to make these buildings stay safer. State Representative Katie Stewart of Edwardsville is on that task force. Katie, thank you very much for joining us on KMOX this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Amazon says they followed all regulations in building this facility. OSHA also ruled that Amazon didn't violate any federal rules. Does that mean the task force will be looking at new state regulations or building codes?
Well, I mean, that's really why we wanted to form this task force. So it's about looking at the buildings. It's also about looking at company policies and procedures to make sure that, you know, if those safe spaces are in the buildings, that employees know how to get to them, when they're supposed to go there, that they are allowed to leave their workstations in a, you know, timely manner in order to get there. We had the situation of drivers on routes who were confused about whether they could leave their route to seek shelter as they knew that their tornado was coming, you know, in their vicinity. So looking into all of those types of things that affect the warehouse industry.
Who else is on the task force besides legislators like yourself? Will you be hearing expert testimony, or what is the mix of members?
That's a great, great question. And actually, the task force, we're in the process of the Speaker of the House and the Senate of the President and the minority leaders of the House and the Senate appointing all the members. The governor's office is in the process of getting their members appointed. So, for example, we specifically asked for a representative of an entity that represents retail merchants. So the Illinois Retail Merchants Association has been in contact with the governor's office. The same with manufacturers, mayors, the Chamber of Commerce, representative from the AFL-CIO, a representative from a worker advocacy organization that specifically represents warehouse workers. So kind of from all sides of the issue. And then during the meetings, we do expect to hear from code enforcement, experts and structural engineers and storm experts and all of that so that we get the full picture.
Is there a timeline for this, Katie?
So I'm hoping that the task force will get kind of stood up very quickly so that we can get to work. The task force is asked to give quarterly reports of our work to keep the General Assembly informed of what's going on and what we've been learning. And then my hope is that there are these international building codes, which is what a lot of municipalities end up adopting as their building codes. Those are due for a rehab in 2026, I believe it is. So it would be great if we could have some recommendations that we could suggest be added to those codes prior to that time frame.
Now, one of the issues that was brought up, and I think you mentioned safe spaces, a lack of storm shelters. There's, I believe, almost 30 warehouses like this in your area, and none has a storm shelter. So if that is something that you would be looking at, would that be a requirement retroactively? Would they have to be installed in places already existing, or would this be for new construction?
So that's why the task force is in place, right? I'm not a structural engineer. I'm not, I'm not a construction manager. I don't know the possibility of retrofitting, what that would take, and all of those things. So that's the kind of thing that the task force would end up making the recommendation about after talking to the experts.
How do you make, let's say, Illinois an attractive place for companies moving forward to have businesses, to assure them that it is a good place to move their business and invest?
Right. Well, there's a reason why we do have so many warehouses, especially right where we are. We're a transportation hub. We've got rail, we've got road, we've got river. I mean, we have every mode of transportation. We're centrally located, so distribution all across the country makes sense in our area. So we have all of that going for us, and so we just want to make sure that we are working together with employers so that every employee gets home safely at the end of the day.
Because the rub might be that if there are more regulations put in place to make workers and workplaces safer, some people will say, well, businesses aren't going to come because there's too many regulations.
Right. And that's exactly why we wanted representatives from the manufacturing industry, the retail industry, and the Chamber of Commerce and, you know, mayors and local officials. That's why we want them on the task force, so we can have those discussions to make sure that we keep industry right here where it should be.
And you touched on this a little bit, but outside of building codes, what is focused on here? I mean, are you covering everything, all issues in terms of where people needed to be, if they were prevented from leaving the building, as some reports suggested?
Right. That's exactly. So it's the structures itself. So the buildings, the storm shelters, whether they're inside the building, outside the building, retrofitted to an existing building, or a requirement of new construction, wherever that may land, that's important. But that storm shelter does no good if I, as an employee, don't know when I'm allowed to go to it, if I'm not given enough time to get to it. And so, like I said, it's also looking at what are those kind of business policies and procedures in those unique spaces, because not all warehouses are the same. Some have lots of employees inside, and some have very few employees. So it's just making sure that it meets the needs of the different industries there.
All right. So you're doing quarterly reports and then a final report due out in, did you say 2025?
Yes.
Representative Stewart, we appreciate this very much. Thank you so much for being with us on KMOX today.
Thank you so much for keeping the attention on this really important topic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.